This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States, promising a new vision for the country. As a light rain fell, the 70-year-old Trump told hundreds of thousands gathered on the National Mall in Washington that America would look after its own people and its own interests first.
We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. We will follow two simple rules: buy American and hire American.
Trump touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, saying that America would seek friendship with the world while recognizing that countries abroad had a right to govern themselves as they see fit.
We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow.
Trump told those gathered that for too long, politicians and corporations had enriched themselves while leaving the country behind. He said that his administration would restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment with reconstruction of the country's deteriorating roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. He also vowed to unite the world against radical Islamic terrorism and, in his words, eradicate it from the face of the earth. The new president and his family, along with Vice President Mike Pence and his family, then attended a congressional luncheon before the start of the inaugural parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. This is VOA News. Former President Barack Obama thanked supporters before leaving Washington Friday, saying that they had proved the power of hope. The outgoing president said his push for change in the country that began with his 2008 presidential campaign always was about the American people.
This has been the privilege of my life, and I know I speak for Michelle as well. We look forward to continuing this journey with all of you, and I can't wait to see what you do next. And I promise you, I'll be right there with you. All right? God bless you.
The Obamas plan to vacation with their daughters in Palm Springs, California, and then will live in Northwest Washington, D.C. Longtime Gambian leader Yahya Jammeh agreed Friday to yield power to the man who beat him in last month's presidential election. Jammeh had refused to accept the results of the election. He lost to Adama Barrow, who was inaugurated Thursday at Gambia's embassy in Senegal. The leaders of Guinea and Mauritania met with Jammeh on Friday to try to persuade him to step down. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States and the African Union Peace and Security Council called in separate communiques for all necessary measures to be taken to respect the will of the Gambian people regarding the election outcome. A U.S. Defense Department official says that an airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria. A Boeing B-52 strategic bomber targeted the camp in Idlib province late Thursday local time. The camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as the al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for basic military training. The strike came just hours after two U.S. B-2 bombers killed more than 80 Islamic State fighters in two militant camps southwest of Sirte, Libya. Italian rescue teams say that 10 people, including two children, were found alive Friday in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. Workers dug all night long through deep snow and debris in their search for some 30 missing people, including four children, staying at a luxury mountain resort. The avalanche that hit the four-star Hotel Rigo Piano in the town of Forindole was likely triggered by an earthquake in the Abruzzo region. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.